And today, the year, yeah, I know you're chomping at the bit there. You want to know what year it is. The year is 1993. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to 1993. Yep. That year, we got a new £10 note. America got a new president. It was a standout year for classic Irish pop songs. And 1993 saw the birth of a future Irish pop star. And this was a hit for M People.
You've done me wrong. Your time is up. You took a sip from the devil's cup. You broke my heart. There's no way back. Move right out of here, baby. Go and pack your bags. Just who do you think you are? Stop acting like some kind of star. Just who do you think you are? Take it like a man, baby, if that's what you are. Cause I'm moving on up, you're moving on out. Moving on up, nothing can stop me. Moving on up, you're moving on out. Time to break free, nothing can stop me.
Yeah. Today we're moving on up, putting our hands in the air and celebrating 1993. Come on. Dr. Alban, who's actually a dentist, and sing Hallelujah. Bill Clinton got elected in 1992 and he was inaugurated in January of 1993. And this report from John Finnerty.
Bill Clinton has been sworn in as the 42nd President of the United States of America at a ceremony on Capitol Hill. He took the oath of office just before 5 o'clock this afternoon.
My fellow citizens, today we celebrate the mystery of American renewal. This ceremony is held in the depth of winter. But by the words we speak and the faces we show the world, we force the spring.
Mr. Loverman,
Jabba.
Mr. Loverman,
Jabba.
Mr. Loverman.
How did that happen?
Musically, Jamaican dancehall had its moment in the sun in the charts.
This one from Shabba Ranks.
And this one from Shaggy. Remember? Oh, Carolina. Yeah.
Carolina! Why your body, girl? Make the notes they have it from my damn.
Wind your body down, and there's a bit of that on The Late Late Show. Exotic male dance group, the Chippendales, appeared on The Late Late Show. And this is Gay Byrne in September of that year, 1993, introducing them.
They have been described as raunchy. They've been described as sexy. They've been described as powerful. And whenever they come to Ireland, they pack the theatre for a week. Mostly with women. Indeed, almost exclusively with women. Mm-hmm. Would you welcome, please, the Chippendales? What are you, oh my godding about when you saw me coming down the... What have you got to say?
Actually, I've got a very serious question to ask you here. It's on behalf of myself and my two friends here. We were actually wondering, regarding the Chippendales...
Yeah, there's one for everybody in the audience.
Hey! That was a big hit for Take That and Lulu.
Uh,
out of the charts. This was a number one for a number of weeks. Base, All That She Wants, number one from 1993. And while we're on the charts, let's look at the top selling movies, or the top grossing movies from that year. At number 10, Cliffhanger. 9, Schindler's List. The Pelican Brief. At number 8, The Line of Fire. Indecent Proposal. Sleepless in Seattle. The Firm was at number 4. At number 3, The Fugitive with Harrison Ford. At number 2, Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams. But at number 1, Jurassic Park. Jeff Goldblum and others. And on the little box in the corner, well, Kevin McAleer was making all of us laugh. Comedian Kevin McAleer. And this is his take on a famous nursery rhyme.
But the best farmer of the bunch was one of the McDonald's boys. Hey. And was he a young man? No. My grandfather, oh God, he had a nickname.
Yeah.
He had a name for everybody, my grandfather. Oh, he was a witty man. And what did he call him? Only Old MacDonald, you see. And Old MacDonald, oh God, he had a farm.
Mm.
Oh God, the dirty big 300-acre plot now, to be honest. And nobody begrudged him the big farm. And on that farm...
Mm.
He had some range of bears now, to be brutally honest about it. Oh, God, if it had four legs at all, or a beak, or a wing, or showed any sign of life, he had it. Huh. Oh, hens. Talk about hens.
Right.
There would be a buck-buck. There was no other word for it. A buck-buck. Oh, God, here. And that wasn't the only buck-buck. Oh, no, there'd be another buck-buck. Over there, somewhere else. Can't remember the location of half of those damn buck-bucks now. But there'd be a buck-buck here and there and everywhere. Oh, of course, they were all over the place, those hens. Free-range bastards to wear, right?
Lenny Kravitz, How You Gonna Go My Way? 1993, Pablo Honey was released and spawned this classic from Radiohead.
I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Not then, but since, there's been a legal battle over that piece of the song, sounding very like The Air That I Breathe. And now, if you look at the credits for Creep, there's Tim York, Hammond and Hazelwood are there as well. It was a great year for Irish music, both at home and abroad. And the great Christy Hennessy and his daughter Hermione charted with this one.
And you were to fall, and I was to fall in love with you. La 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 la. Yes, I pray to heaven if I wanted an angel. It is you I love, and with you I want to be.
beautiful song. The late Christy Hennessy and his daughter Hermione. Classic! 1993, Goodbye Charlie Moonhead was released. An album by Aslan. And this song, we've been singing it ever since as a nation. Crazy World.
How can I protect you in this crazy world?
The late Chrissy Dignam, Crazy World. The Cranberries released Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We?
Yeah.
See, I told you. Brilliant songs, brilliant Irish songs from 1993, 31 years ago. That year in the football and the hurling, Derry took on Cork in the football final and they won. And Kilkenny beat Galway in the hurling. Cork won the camogie and Kerry ladies won the football. Manchester United won the inaugural Premier League, and this was a huge global hit for the Cranberries. Dreams, 1993.
Song Cranberries and Dreams. They're from Limerick. A woman in Fermoy in Cork celebrated her 107th birthday with cake and some poetry and friends and family. And the reporter there was Tom McSweeney for RTE.
The evening's celebrations began with Mass in the local church. Mary Ellen Gainey is better known as Sis and hails from the Ballyhooly area of North Cork, and she has no close family ties left. She can trace her birth date back to January the 2nd, 1886, and was almost a passenger on the Titanic. Intending to head off, she says, to follow the man she was going to marry. But her mother got ill and she didn't go, and didn't marry. Not yet anyway, she says. And with that type of humour, she set about enjoying the birthday celebrations, with a lot of the Fermoy townspeople on hand to help her.
I have got you under my skin.
Frank Sinatra did a duets album.
I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me.
You're right, Bono.
I've got you under my skin. I have tried so not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair never gonna go so well. But why should I try to resist when baby I know so well?
Go on, the Bono.
That I've got you under my skin.
Great duet. And that charted in Ireland.
I would sacrifice.
Other duets of that year, Van Morrison and John Lee Hooker. That was great too. And maybe not as you had a collaboration on Vogue and Salt and Pepper. And back to the television, Caroline Murphy and her husband Sean O'Rourke did a TV program called Family Matters. And in this particular report, they did an item on our fondness for sweet things in Ireland.
If that makes you feel pretty hungry, you're very typically Irish, because in Ireland, every year, we spend about £250 million on confectionery, and that is a lot of sweets and chocolate. In fact, it's more sweets per person per year than in any other EC country.
I don't know if we have a sweet tooth as a nation, but I'm not surprised that we spend all that money on chocolates. Black bins full of wrappers in all the schools that I studied right through time.
Is it right or wrong? Try to find a place. We can all belong, be as one. Try to get on by. If we unify, we should really try. All this time, spun round and round, made the same mistakes that we've always found. Surely now,
the beloved had a big hit with Harmony.
No, it can't be wrong. Let's come together right now. Oh yeah, in sweet harmony. Let's come.
Europop was big in 1993, and this was a hit for Culture Beat. That's the way they have the idea now. From Europop to Eurovision. Yeah. In 1993, the song contest took place in Mill Street in County Cork on May 15th. And this is Terry Wogan's commentary for the BBC. And that's important for the BBC. So he's supporting the UK.
Spain, 8 points.
There's only two more sets of points to go. Who's going to get the 10?
Luxembourg, 10 points. Luxembourg, D. Juan.
Okay.
And finally, Ireland.
Yes! It could have gone to us. It could have gone to the UK. It went to Ireland. If the 12 points had gone to the UK, UK would have won by 1 point. No, see, Dublin. The Irish winner. Congratulations to her and to Anne. Exactly the same result as last year.
Yeah, it was Noel C. Duggan who brought the Eurovision to Mill Street, and Niamh Kavanagh who brought the trophy home. Well, up the road to Dublin. And Fionnuala Sweeney was the presenter on that occasion. Now, people born in 1993 that you'd know. Jos van der Fleer, rugby player, and Niall Horan, One Direction, both born in 1993. This is it for Mariah Carey.
There's a hero if you look inside your heart. You don't have to be afraid of what you an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away, and then a hero comes along.
Gail was doing her Leaving Cert in 1993 in Wicklow. Simon says, my granny died in 1993. Still miss her. I was doing my junior certificate and got the biggest breakout of acne just before the first exam. Still got all the honours, though. Well done, Simon. I'm 41, loving the throwback to Ray's rave. I was very impressed with the Velociraptors in Jurassic Park. Not only could they open doors, but they could also strategize like a chess master. The special effects in that movie were breathtaking. 1993, it seems so long ago. Ah, the memories, says somebody else. Well, this one will bring you right back. Right back.
I should stay go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always love you.
Every time. Gets me every time. Hairs wherever I have hairs. Standing up. Whitney Houston. I will always love you. He gets a look in at least once every Friday. Twice today. Back in February of 1993, Gay Burns celebrated 20 years on the radio.
20 years of sitting in a soundproof box. Radio is an intimate medium which Gay Burns prefers to television because he's immediately accessible and can talk to people one-to-one. Like him or loathe him, Gay Burns works hard and there are few, if any, who could take his place. He's been up every morning at 6:15 for the past 20 years. If he's not in by 7, he's late. And today, Friday, he won't finish work till well after midnight.
Doing the sort of show that I do on radio and television, which are, of their nature, contentious and controversial programmes about contentious and controversial issues, about which people feel strongly on both sides of the fence, part of what you're paid for is to be thoroughly detested by a good percentage of people in the country. And if you can't accept that, in the ancient old cliche words, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means.
Four Non-Blondes, What's Up?
Into a crisis of times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar.
Great song. Glastonbury that year, loads of Irish. Christy Moore played Glastonbury. Saw Doctors, The Four of Us, Hot House Flowers, Van Morrison. Yeah. And the Waterboys released a song called The Glastonbury Song. They played there a number of times as well.
I dreamed myself from the sultry plains to the old green square back in Old Maybole. Rode the wind up to storm away. Paused at the peak, pacified my soul. Caught the bus in the ferry fort. I made it to the mansion on the buoyancy. I come around to the ancient ways. Took a tip from the Buddha boy. I just found God.
Just found God.
Yeah, I just found God.
I just found God.
Yeah,
the Waterboys. November of 1993, Nirvana went into the New York studios of MTV to record an unplugged session. This was huge from it. No Apologies, Kurt Cobain and the lads. Sinead O'Connor does a great version of that. Look it up on your Spotify. James Joyce became the face of the new £10 note. A young Mark Little went out to the streets of Dublin to do a report.
The new £10 note made its first public appearance at Central Bank's Currency Centre today, proudly displaying the portrait of James Joyce. By making it more compact, the note has been brought into line with international standards. It's designed to be more durable, and a number of security features have been added to frustrate the potential forger.
Modern colour photocopiers can actually produce a very passable imitation of a note unless you take
great care about the kind of note you're producing, and that is what we've done in this note.
On the streets of Dublin today, there was a general welcome for the new tenor.
I think it's very nice. It fits very well into all the streets very much.
It might be a little bit confusing, but it is nice.
James Joyce. Very good.
Very good.
You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. Forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold.
Fields of Gold from Sting went out to be a huge hit for Eva Cassidy. From Fields of Gold to River of Dreams. Billy Joel.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. From the mountains of fame to the river so deep, I must be looking for something, sacred I lost. But the river is wide, and it's too hard to cross.
In November and December of 1993, prices were good for turkeys. And there was turkeys for sale at the largest turkey auction in the country. RT reporter Tom Kelly went down in December of that year.
Over the weekend, several thousand turkeys a day will be sold at the Ashbourne Market. Prices range from 110 upwards for hen turkeys, and cock turkeys are getting 90 pence a pound. This Christmas, there's an increased availability of free-range birds. Dealers say overall quality is high.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone, when you're sure you've had enough of this life,
so emotional listening to all of this. It's bringing me right back to when I was 15. So many feelings and memories. I remember working in Golden Discs when Bodyguard came out. Couldn't keep it in the shop.
Everybody hurts sometimes.
R.E.M. Everybody Hurts. Nearly there. Honorary mentions for Meatloaf. Come on.
The final act, and I would do anything for love, and I'll take a vow and seal a pact, but I'll never forgive myself if we don't go all the way tonight, and I would do anything for love. Oh,
he won't do that. No. Thank you very much, 1993.
Young and heart. Young and heart.
Mary's loving the mix of music and news. Nobody comes near to Whitney. I'm singing all the way in the car. I was in Mill Street that night in a local pub. Great night for the town. A bit of this from the Bluebells.
Young and heart.
It's the weather that makes us crave chocolate as a nation, says somebody. Yeah, bring me right back to my 40s and now in my 70s, says somebody else. My darling daughter Olivia was born on the 30th of November 1993. We do it again next week. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.